Love and everything in the universe is guided and ruled by specific laws. When you think, believe, and act in accordance with the laws, love is easy and fulfilling. When you resist, ignore, or purposely attempt to defy the laws, there will be obvious love consequences in your life. Day 7 is love laws. So what are these love laws, and why am I calling them laws? Well, we know there are scientific laws about the way energy works, like gravity. Anyone who's aging knows that your body kind of sinks downward, and you know, you were taller at one point and your bones start to compress more and you become shorter over the years. So that is one law, the law of gravity, that scientists have studied and talked about for a very long time. And there's another law of equal and opposite reactions, that you push in one direction and you're going to get an equal and opposite reaction. And there are many other laws. Well, love is guided and ruled by laws also. There are certain ways that if you behave that way and you think and you believe that way, things are going to come to you in a loving way or not such a loving way. What you think and feel and do has a direct effect on the energies around you. Even just thinking has an effect on the energy. As one of my teachers would always say, thoughts are things. So I'm basing a lot of what I'm talking about today on three different people that wrote their books a very long time ago. One of them is Wallace D. Wattles. He wrote a book in 1910 called The Science of Getting Rich. And Napoleon Hill wrote it a long time ago. I think it was the 1940s. And his book, Think and Grow Rich, is huge, and it's lasted a very long time. And he talks in terms of some of these principles, universal principles. And then Raymond Halliwell wrote a book, Working with the Law, and he provides a series of laws to look at. So I've taken from all of that, and I've created what I'm calling love laws, because it is the way love works. It's not haphazard. It's not accidental. Love is governed by laws. Realize the laws of love in action. You cannot find love. You can't decide I'm going to get love and go to a bar or a restaurant or a place and find your love there. It just doesn't quite work like that. You need the mindset, the practice, the readiness, and then it will appear. It can appear anywhere. You cannot buy love. You can pay for a first date. You can buy someone's obedience. You can buy their willingness to stay with you. But you can't buy love. You can't, through buying, get them to open up their heart and be vulnerable and love you. Nobody can give you love. You need to love yourself. It needs to come from within. What it is that love doesn't come to you. It's that you are so full from love that you give it outward, and then it flows back to you. I've watched the ocean, and the waves go out. They go out very gently. They're coming in strong. You see a big wave coming at you. You don't really see it going out, but it's going out all the time. And your love goes out all the time. If you restrict it, it can't come flowing back to you. Be the love you seek to find. If you get nothing else from these 30 days of love lessons, get this message. Be the love you seek to find. We'll begin with the law of orderly thinking. Love is a mystery when you don't understand it. However, if you keep your thoughts on love, keep your desire intent on love, and allow love to grow from within you, allow love to grow from the love that's already there. Love brings harmony and ease into your life. The law of love supply. The universe is filled with the essential substance of every imaginable good. That substance is where the good and the love grows from. So as your demand for love grows, that substance increases and new ideas lead to new actions that lead to more love. Love will appear to fill your need when you have focused so strongly on loving. The law of love attraction. This we've all heard much more about than many of the other laws. Desire connects you to that special substance, that universal substance, the invisible cause of all that exists. Learn to expect what you desire. Your dreams and wishes will come true. They will manifest if you expect what you desire. And you give love. You keep giving love and expect it to come back. And it will. What you desire already exists. It's just waiting for you to open up to receive it. The law of receiving love. Do not seek to receive love. Don't try to get love and receive love, and don't demand it and be frustrated when it doesn't seem to come in the time you're expecting it. Do not give love in order to get love, and then withhold your love if you don't seem to be getting it. When you're not receiving love, give more love. And when I say love, I don't mean nurturing. Sometimes it requires space, letting go, allowing the other person to just be whatever is going on with them. Claim your desire for love. Give your love freely, and then prepare to receive love, not knowing how it's going to come to you. Just know that it's here already and it's waiting for you to be receptive. So open your arms to love as you give love first. The law of increasing love. Feel grateful for the love that is already yours. Feel grateful for the people and places in your life that make you happy. Even if you go through a horrendous experience, like a fire, and you lose everything, you can still be grateful that you're alive, grateful for the friends that are still there, for the people that have supported you in any way that they have, for life itself. Praise yourself and others freely. What you focus on increases and expands. You receive more of whatever it is you expect. So please expect love. The law of compensation. This one is interesting. There is a compensation that happens. Your love comes to you, but only the love that is yours and it is meant for you. And it also comes in the level that you give it. You get it back at that same kind of level. So prepare your thoughts for love. Look for love everywhere. Don't seek it. Look for it. Open your eyes. Be receptive to it. Let your eyes receive the love that's there. Hear the love that's coming to you. Feel it in your body, in your cells. Look for love everywhere. Love comes to you when you love. So adjust your thoughts for love. And do this regularly. Don't resist love. Oh, so often we resist love, or we resist the pain that comes when we love. If something hurts you, be happy that you have a heart that hurts. Ram Mohan said that. If you have pain, be grateful because you're alive and you're feeling pain, and then find a way to forgive yourself for having that pain, to forgive the pain for being there, to love yourself and your life in spite of the pain, maybe even because of the pain, because that brings you closer to understanding others and seeing who really cares, who nurtures you at that time. Feel the love. Don't resist love. The law of non-resistance to love. Don't resist negative words and behaviors. Don't assume that love is not coming because somebody is screaming at you or insulting you or rejecting or abandoning you. Observe, accept, make a big effort to understand why this is happening, why this person may be feeling this way, why it happened to you at this point in time. Then find a way to minimize your resistance, minimize the amount of pain you associate with the situation or the person. Know what love is. Know this is not love. This is someone's fear. This is someone hurting right now. This is not love. And I want and expect love. So know what is not love, and what is love, and seek love. Be grateful for the opportunity to grow from every painful situation. Your fault, your flaw, your pain, your humiliation, your embarrassment, your insecurities, all of that is what makes you human and wonderful and valuable and vulnerable and lovable to others. Let go and let love into your life. Be the love influencer. Blessed is the influence of one true loving human soul on another. Spoken by George Eliot. Law of forgiveness in love. Avoid judgment and criticism. Control your emotional upsets. Feel the emotions. Feel upset. And then find a way to get them under control as you look at the universe and the world and your life from an expanded perspective. Find a way to do that. Receive some body psychotherapy that can help you to let go and ease and let your body relax and let your mind get soothed and then find a new perspective. Forgive yourself and others and let go, abandon negative thinking. Bring back the positive, optimistic thoughts. A loving mind creates love, and a loving mind helps your body to heal. Through love, you can actually heal the cells in your body. The law of sacrifice in love. Sacrifice something for love. You can't have every single thing in the world. If you love your body and you want to be thin and fit, you may have to sacrifice some of the things that you love to eat, like these wonderful desserts or cheese or whatever your thing is that you love to eat. You may have to sacrifice and not have very much of that, maybe even completely cut it out of your diet. But if the love for your body is strong enough, you will do that. Develop a desire for discipline, because love requires discipline. It's so much easier to just say, I don't like how this person's behaving. I'm getting out of here. Getting rid of this boss, getting rid of this employee, getting rid of this love partner. It's very easy to do that. But sooner or later, with a new person, you will run into difficulties again. So find a way to be more disciplined. Turn away from distractions. If you've done anything on the internet, you know how easily you can be completely distracted. And in creating this 30-day love challenge, I have avoided all distractions. I have been living this course for several days, and it's beautiful to let go and let love and focus your mind only on love. Act only to promote love in your life. Allow your mind to attract love into your life, into your heart, so that you can give it out to people and love. The law of obedience in love. We need to follow the instructions of our own spirit. We have the answers, but we don't always listen to them. If you're running out there and you're trying to find the next guru and the next guru and the next person to give you advice, you're not listening to your own inner truth. The answer lies within you. So think love into existence. Find that love that's flowing inside of you. Let it bubble up and out toward your world, the people in your world, the places, the environment, the animals. Be guided from within to love, and then watch love appear in your life miraculously. The law of success in love. This is very important. Give more love to have more love. Help enough other people to feel loved and to receive love from you, and help them to accept love from others, and you will feel so much love in your life. Follow the highest love standard for yourself. Don't worry about the love standard of other people around you. Don't worry when they criticize you for loving intently and they think you're a fool. Let it go. Follow your own strong love standard. Be an example to others and an inspiration for others. Take small steps toward love, and take more steps and more steps, and continue to take steps toward love in all aspects of your life. Love your work, love your habits, love your flaws, love your body, love your health, love your illness for what it can teach you. I have spoken to people that said their illness, their cancer, was a gift because it taught them so much, or it gave them compassion for others. Love develops and grows over time. Allow yourself the time to develop love and develop it from within. Take the time to love now. Great love is possible for you. It's not just possible for other people. It's possible for you. It doesn't matter what your life has been like up to this day. Love is possible for you, and exactly the type of love that you have dreamt about all your life. Trust in love and open your heart and mind and spirit to pouring out the love and having it flow back to you. This 30-day love challenge is serious and life-changing. You will see amazing results if you seriously intend to expand your loving and love fearlessly and openly. As we close, remember, start each day focused on love, end each day realizing love, and repeat your love pledge daily. Start each day focused on love. In every moment, ask, what would love do now for me? And always remember that what would love do now does not necessarily mean to do something in this moment. It's to think about what would love do now to create more love in my life now and in the future. Knowing all that I do brings me closer or further from love. End each day realizing the power of love. Review the moments you turned away from love. Review the moments you shared your love freely and openly, and review the moments you felt loved by others. My love pledge. Remember to say this pledge silently to yourself and then aloud, and preferably in front of a mirror looking into your own eyes. My love pledge. Every day I develop greater awareness and communication, acceptance and forgiveness, compassion and tenderness, love, trust, and respect for myself and for others. The love agenda for today. In your love habits journal, you're going to review the laws of love. And just for a moment now, just take everything off your lap or put down your pen, whatever you're holding on to, and slowly sit quietly. Feel your butt in the chair or the couch. Feel your back against the back of the chair or couch. And then allow your body to relax. Allow your shoulders to just let down. Breathe deeply. Easy, easy breathing. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Think about the laws that I just shared with you and allow one of these laws to come to you. Choose one and think about, have I applied that law in my life? And what if I applied that law? What would happen? How might my feelings be different? How might I love more or feel more love if I accepted that law and lived it and applied it? So in your love journal, discover how you can apply these love laws. Choose one law or a few laws that really resonate with you. Discover why and write about that for yourself, and write about how these laws can help you as you start to honor them and use them and pay attention to them. And then please share about the love laws in the Facebook group. I'm so happy you have joined me in this special venture into love. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next day, tomorrow, another lesson. Just enjoy your day and allow your life to be filled with more and more and more love.